It's only the beginning. The power of the Force is still growing. Today, there are more Star Wars fans than ever before. And they are all Kenner customers. To keep up with their excitement, blockbusting plans are already being made for this year and many more to come. Because Star Wars is forever.
Hey there, geek boys and girls. Welcome to a special edition of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Today, we are going to be celebrating Force Friday and talking about all the Star Wars merchandise shenanigans that happened on Friday, the 4th of September, 2015. And with me tonight is Mr. Justin Cavender, who is a regular and host of the Geek Legacy Podcast and Pixelated Podcast, among others. And, well, we're going to be talking Star Wars today, and we're going to be coming from two very specific viewpoints. Him as the retailer, myself as the consumer, because Mr. Justin, for many of you who do not know this, works at Target, and he was the man running the Star Wars show at his particular store, so I think it's going to be fascinating to hear things from his point of view. How are you doing tonight, Justin?
I'm fabulous, and I'm glad Force Friday is over, I'll tell you that much.
Holy crap, I can imagine. So how many hours did you end up working that day?
That was a 15-hour day. It was nuts. I went in Thursday at 3 p.m. and I didn't get out of there until nearly 6 a.m.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
So how did that work at your store? Did you guys end up like shutting down when the store normally does and reopening for midnight, or did you stay open?
We did not. We stayed open. We're one of the few stores in Washington that was doing the midnight launch, and we had this whole production thing. There was all these giant Chewbaccas in like these plastic cylinders. You know, they're like big. Like you could get away with putting this thing in the passenger side and going in the carpool lane. That's how big these things were.
You could like hollow it out and a small child could wear it for Halloween, right?
Exactly. They're huge. So we had like all this crazy setup going on. And what we had to do is we dedicated the seasonal area to Star Wars. And our presentation team went in the morning and set up all the pegs and where everything is ultimately going to go. So all we had to do was push the product out onto the floor. That was all done in the morning. And then around 9 p.m., we had a special crew come in where people volunteered to work this shift. And then we had to take everything out of the boxes and put it on the shelves. Keep in mind that we were under very specific instructions to have this be completely confidential. So even though it was all leaked online, none of the employees at Target knew what we were getting ourselves into. Mm. It was all going to be... It was basically like blind packs as far as we were concerned. It was like, oh, check this out. Oh, check this out.
Yeah.
And, it was, and everyone, the line started forming around 8 o'clock. And we had a rep from the film there just to kind of help drive the ship. And
oh, cool.
He was handing out raffle tickets and trying to get people excited. And we...
Well, as if they needed any help getting excited.
Right. I know. It's funny. But we literally pushed everything out on the floor with 2 minutes to spare before midnight. It was crunch time.
Oh, man. So how did that work? I mean, if the store was open while you guys were setting up the merchandise, what was there to prevent potential customers from just, like, wandering down the toy aisle?
Well, we had a sea of red shirts kind of blocking off the area. And then there's also those things that – the makeshift lines where it has the ropes that kind of come across. I forget the
– Oh, yeah.
Stand.
Like a cordon or stanchion,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, stanchion. That's it. Yeah. We had stanchions, and toys were set up in both the toy section and in seasonal. But anybody that came to the toy aisle, we just told them that they got to go line up in seasonal. It was that simple. And it was basically an honor system. You know, geeks are friendly, so it was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was working like a club where we would let a couple people in, and then they got to wait a second, then let a couple more people in.
Once it turned midnight?
Yes, sir.
That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, just so people didn't kill each other. And then what I actually did was... because the BB-88 is such a hot commodity, and of course we don't sell the Sphero version of the BB-88 remote control car, but we do have our own Target exclusive version. It was $80. We only got 10 of those in, so I put all of those in a shopping
cart. Holy crap!
Yeah, I put all of those in a shopping cart, and I told everyone in line that if they want one of those, to come see me. And I was waiting right at the end of the section. They get their ticket, and then they could walk right to me. And if they wanted it, they could take it from me. It was that
nice.
And then we got one Kylo Ren lightsaber, that $200 one.
Oh, yeah, the Force Effects one.
Yeah, we got one of those, and the second guy in line wanted that, and he was able to take that. I had that with me as well.
Oh, that's cool. And that's a really smart way to do it, I think, because that way it prevents people from clawing over each other and getting physical, being beating the hell out of people. How many people do you think you had in line altogether?
We probably had about 75.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's a decent turnout. For, I mean, considering it was Washington, I mean, it's Redmond, you know, it's, we got Microsoft, yeah. We got Nintendo, we got Bungie, we got everything over here, so it's definitely a geeky crowd, but...
Well, and it helps that not every Target was doing it.
Yes.
And down in my neck of the woods in the Orange County area, there were only three Targets that were open, that were doing the midnight opening.
As we were putting the stuff out on the line, I was interacting with all the people standing in line, and I was like, oh, you know, who's your favorite Star Wars character? Are you excited? Blah blah blah. Giving little quizzes, seeing how well people were up to snuff. If they were real fans or just people that wanted to buy shit and just sell it, you know, that sort of thing.
How quickly did you go through those 10 BB-8 figures or remote controls?
Actually, we left the night with, I still had three left.
Oh wow! So you made somebody the next morning very happy, I imagine.
Yes, but we did make people upset when they found out that Target wasn't selling the Spiro droid.
Yeah,
and the movie rep that was there, he goes, well, it was on the website where you could get it. I don't know why you're surprised. And I'm just like, oh my god, you can't talk to our guests like that. It was funny, but yeah. I'm just thinking to myself, oh. And this one guy stormed off. He didn't even take a raffle ticket. He was like fifth in line, and he was just livid.
Oh man.
And then when it came time for the raffle, I got to be the one to draw the tickets, and I got the crowd all ramped up and.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I got to do my whole... I kind of felt like I was doing my podcast. I was like, yeah, how's everybody doing tonight? And oh my awesome. God, thanks for coming out. Yeah, it was fun. And it fit me perfectly. I can't imagine anybody else in the store doing it.
I really wish we could have had a camera there with you. And I know your store has a no-camera policy for events like that, huh?
Yeah, we have
Or in general.
Yeah, it's in general. Not even students can come in and film stuff.
Because I had a wild idea that I wanted you to wear like a GoPro strapped somewhere to your body or somewhere nearby, just like monitoring the events. And I wanted to strap one to me as a customer going into a store so we could get all sorts of footage and edit it together for the Geek Legacy YouTube channel. Yeah, but alas, that did not happen.
It would have been cool because we could even have done like a time lapse of the department put together of the Star Wars toys.
Yeah, like a time-lapse of you guys setting everything up, and then a time-lapse of it, like a swarm of locusts, the guests coming in and just, you know, stripping it clean. Were there any action figures left by the end of the night?
There were a couple. The ones that were in sort of like a box, and not like a pack, but more like a box, and they had like an alternate costume that you could kind of put on them.
Oh, yeah, they call them the Armor Series or Armor Up or whatever.
There you go, those ones. There was a Boba Fett left of that. And that was it. Everything else was...
Yeah, any of the original trilogy characters that weren't in Force Awakens seemed to be left on the pegs. But, oh man, so let me tell you my story. All the Toys R Us stores were open at midnight, and they did the thing where they close at 9 o'clock, or their regular closing time, reset the store for 3 hours, and then reopen it up. And... every location was doing it, but the store that I was at ended up getting 150 people in line.
Wow.
And I found out early enough that since you weren't going to be able to do the camera thing, I figured I probably wouldn't be able to get away with it in Toys R Us either, even though I did end up seeing a bunch of videos online of people doing just like storming the castle right at midnight. And it was cool to see. But what I did is the next best thing. I took my little audio recorder and I ended up interviewing a bunch of people in line just to see what everybody was excited about, what they wanted, what they were hoping to get, and just speculating on stuff. So I think I'm going to go ahead and roll that clip right now. All right, Randy Van Dyke with the Geek Legacy Podcast here, standing in front of Toys R Us, waiting for Force Friday. We're a couple hours away, and we are at the front of the line with a bunch of really happy fans here, all waiting to part with copious amounts of cash for new Episode 7 toys. Everybody say hello. Sweet, as you can tell, we are a bunch of dudes here. Very few females in line. Not surprised at all. I'm going to start to my right immediately here. Sir, just go ahead and tell me your name, where you come from, and what you're looking forward to most tonight.
My name is James. I live out here in Mission Viejo. Mainly looking for the Black Series 6-inch figures. It's pretty much what I'm looking for right now.
That's cool. Now, since you collect, do you collect a lot of the 6-inch figures, or are you going to be getting the die-cast ones, the Chrome series, or Elite series?
On, yeah, I did happen to order those just a few minutes ago on Disney. So,
Yeah. Those look pretty epic, but pretty damn heavy.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. How about you, sir?
Keon from Irvine. And I'm looking for the Black Series 6-inch, and then also maybe the X-Wing game if they update it with the new Force Awakens. So.
They did.
Good call. Good call. Now, I hear from some of the reports coming in from back east already that there's kind of a shortage of the Black Series 6-inch figures. So luckily, since we're at the front of the line, I think you guys have a good chance of getting the ones you want. But I'm keeping my fingers crossed for all of us. I don't see any troopers here with us at the moment, but certain stores did have some 501st volunteers in full armor scoping out the store. And rumor had it that they got first dibs on all the trooper figures in the store. So a lot of people were kind of bummed out not being able to get troopers.
My armor set is on order. I ordered it from a Novos at Celebration earlier, so it should come in November.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll be with you guys next time. So.
Oh, that's great. I love the new trooper armor, and I cannot wait until I'm not such a fat ass that I can actually fit into it. All right, moving on.
You can expand it.
I know, right? All right, moving on down the line.
Chris from Mission Viejo.
Right on.
And I was looking forward for the BB-8, which I was able to lock in already from the DisneyStore.com.
Now, is that the Sphero BB-8 that is app-enabled that everybody went apeshit for online today?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm so jealous. I wanted to pull the trigger, but I was a little bit nervous for $150. I was going to hold off on it. But holy crap, that is by far, I think, the coolest thing that I've seen for Episode 7.
No, definitely. I just got an alert that I overdrafted from my bank account, so I'll have to figure out that part later.
I'm having a feeling that a few of us might be getting something very similar to that as the night goes on. Right on, are you going to get anything else today?
The Black Series. That's it.
Cool. Everyone out for the Black Series. All right, how about you, sir?
Hi, I'm Jordan from Lake Forest, and mostly looking forward to the Black Series and maybe some of the 3/3/4-inch figures.
All right, I'm glad to hear you say that. You're the first one to say it, and that's my collecting scale of choice because I'm an old school guy. I was into the vintage stuff, and the 3 3/4-inch figures are by far always have been my favorite. What do you feel about the 5 points of articulation versus super articulated? Where do you fall?
I'm very disappointed with the 5-point articulation. The paint apps have been kind of lousy of late, but they've started to get a little better. I noticed the Chewbacca was pretty good. Again, a little disappointed of the 5. I know they're kind of gearing it towards younger audience, but I've been reading a lot of sites that have been saying, you know, we want standard articulation. And there's a rumor that Walmart later this year is going to be the sole distributor of standard articulation.
Now, is this going to be the Chrome series that people have heard about or been talking about?
That's what it's sounding like. So... rumor is that the first wave is going to have Luke Skywalker and Han Solo in Stormtrooper outfit, Chewie in the prison, then ceremonial Princess Leia. Real big rumor is Darth Vader on a funeral pyre, and then the ones that we're going to get tonight, Finn, Rey, Stormtrooper, and Kylo Ren.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm really curious to see if the funeral pyre thing comes to fruition.
Yes.
And if speculation and rumors are to be believed, that could factor in very well into The Force Awakens. So that's cool. Good. I'm glad to hear that somebody else is looking for the same stuff I am. Hopefully we don't have to beat each other up for that 3-pack that has BB-8 in it.
Because
I'm not blowing $150 on the Falcon just to get BB-8. Are you going to try to get that one tonight too?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. Money-wise, that, and then looking forward to that, and then hopefully some that blue 6-inch Stormtrooper or the exclusive for Toys R Us. I want to see what that is all about too.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery around that. Nobody knows what this mysterious blue trooper is, but in just a couple hours we shall find out. All right, fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, next is a familiar voice to the podcast. You've heard him before talking about all things Marvel, and you may have heard me plug in his show because I've been on it a couple times. This is Vaughn from Maniacs on Movies. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Randy. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming down, by the way.
Hey, thank you for holding me spot in line.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I get to be in the front of the line for anything, and I'm stoked to be here. What are you looking for tonight?
The Black Series figures, you know, are very popular. I'm looking forward to the Kylo Rens. Look awesome, you know. Everybody wants the villains. We've talked about this. I think Rey, BB-8, Finn, Kylo Ren, and I think there's Chewie in there. They look great. You know, that's the one I want. And the 18-hour, you know, unboxing, I'm very tempted to get that $100 four-foot Stormtrooper because that looks badass.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the things I fell in love with during that epic YouTube 18-hour marathon session. Now, I got a question for you. So, talking about the 6-inch Black Series Kylo Ren, have you seen his lightsaber? Do you see how the blade from the main part of the saber is connected to the little crossguard parts? Yet none of the other action figures, large or small, have that kind of connective plasma tissue in between the two. What do you think about that? Do you think that's something that we're going to see in the movie, or is that something that was just kind of molded out of convenience for the 6-inch figure?
Well, I think it is something we're going to see in the movie, and there's something I can't talk about on here, but it's coming out, and I don't think they're going to deliberately make that when it's not in there.
Absolutely. Anything else catches your fancy tonight?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question now. What are you most looking forward to, and...
Well, I'm definitely a 3 3/4 inch collector. I haven't been doing much of the modern stuff of late. I'm definitely more of a vintage guy. But Kylo Ren and all the different iterations of the troopers, the standard First Order Stormtrooper and the Flame Trooper, and rumor has it there might even be a Snow Trooper that's individually carded part of the second wave of figures. Some of them have already leaked online. Yeah, it's not really official, and they may not be here tonight, but some pictures of them have already leaked online. Certain stores have already received them, and if they have them, I'm going to try to snap it up. That, and of course, I got to get myself a 3 3/4 inch scale BB-8. So I'm going to be getting that Desert Scavenger 2-pack that comes with BB-8.
Yeah, and shout out to David and make sure he gets all the shit he wants to get, too.
Yeah, he is at another Toys R Us with his kids, which I have to imagine is a handful of an experience. And
school tomorrow, kids. School tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. All right, thank you, Vaughn. And moving on, how about you, sir?
I'm Sina. I'm from Laguna Niguel. And what I'm most looking forward to for this event is getting the 3 3/4 inch figures. Kylo Ren, probably. Because he's the one I'm most looking forward to seeing, because I've been hearing all the stuff I've been reading about him in articles. It's really intriguing, and they're putting a lot of emphasis on his character and stuff. And, yeah, probably the Black Sail. A lot of people are saying the Black Sail is really good as well. I might check that out and see how it is.
Right on. And have you been collecting for a while, or are you just kind of jumping into it because you're excited about the new movie?
Oh, I'm very excited about the new movie. I'm not much of a collecting kind of guy, but yeah, I just love participating. Yeah, the poster. I heard there was like a poster here, and I just wanted to get a poster to put up on my wall. And like, because like I got so jealous when they got like the D23 posters. I was just like, oh my god, I gotta get one of those.
Well, cool. Anything else you're looking forward to getting tonight?
Not much. I'm not too picky. I just want to see what's over there and see what the options are. I want to get anything Kylo Ren related, because, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. All right, and rounding off our group of misfits tonight, all wearing our Star Wars shirts and looking pretty badass, I must say. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. My name is Lewis from the back streets of Aliso Viejo, and the thing that I'm most looking forward to is really the 6-inch Black Series Kylo Ren, probably the Kylo Ren Force FX lightsaber too.
That looks amazing.
Yeah. I'm a huge replica prop, kind of I guess higher end collector type, so seeing that, you know, to be able to wave it around in the movie theater, and I think that would be the best thing for me.
Do you think you're going to end up putting together a full Kylo Ren costume to go with that saber at some point?
I would love to. I think Anovos is wanting to release Kylo Ren armor. They are doing the First Order Stormtrooper armor as well, which I plan on getting. So it's just a matter of time.
I absolutely love the new armor, and Anovos looks like they're doing an amazing job. I was able to see a lot of their stuff over at Celebration Anaheim earlier this year, and I cannot wait to see the kind of treatment they would give Kylo Ren.
Yeah, I think Anovos is killing it. There are other replica prop companies out there, but the fact that they are focusing to costuming, really tailoring to, you know, customizing the armor to not your everyday perfectly slim Stormtrooper type people, so I think the fact that you can customize it and it still look like it was coming off the screen is really what people are looking forward to.
Yeah, that's great. And I think we're even going to see something really similar to that in the movie, where we're seeing stormtroopers that are all shapes and sizes, some taller, some shorter. The very first shot of the troopers that we saw from the first teaser, you saw that they were all different heights. And I thought that was pretty amazing. And I think we're going to see a lot more diversity behind the First Order this time. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I think there's been a little bit of criticism for, you know, who... these troopers are they just clones, are they just people that they recruited? So I think definitely seeing the different races, the different body builds is something that is new, and a lot of people have to take into consideration this is a new generation, and that's just one thing that you can look forward to. You know, anybody can wear the trooper armor now.
That's right. This ain't your daddy's empire. And speaking of daddies, this is a family affair tonight. I see that you are here with your wife and child.
Absolutely. It was always kind of my dream to bring my child, children, I guess, to a Star Wars event. And my one condition of having a baby would be if we can have it before the movie comes out, then let's shoot for that. So my dad watched the originals as he was younger. I watched the prequels when I was younger, and he gets to watch the new ones.
You know. Three generations. It doesn't get much better than that. Mm-hmm. And what's his name?
Grayson Anakin.
That's awesome. Now, can I speculate that Grayson might have something to do with a certain boy wonder, maybe?
Absolutely. I take it if you get the boy wonder and the chosen one, you can't go wrong with whatever outcome happens.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you for spending time with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Here's the Star Wars X-Wing fighter and the Star Wars TIE fighter. Spaceships and Luke Skywalker sold separately. Batteries not included.
I'll get you this time. Reactivate X-Wings.
Both with flashing lights and sound.
Ahead, there go the solar panels. And Darth Vader got away. Force is with me. Luke Skywalker wins again.
Kenner's Star Wars X-Wing fighter, TIE fighter, and action figures all sold separately.
So that was kind of fun. Now, things kind of went awry the moment we got in. First thing, okay, so the manager comes out, and he's kind of doing something I imagine similar to what you were doing, riling up the crowd. Now, at Toys R Us, they decided they were going to let us in 30 or 40 people at a time. And it wasn't small groups. It was just like a mob at a time. So come midnight, they open the doors. We swarm in. I make the mistake of grabbing a shopping cart because I'm thinking I've got delusions of grandeur. Like, I'm going to get a bunch of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, we are the first group. I am like number five in the door. So I'm grabbing a cart. We're running in. There's a guy dressed in the Jeffrey outfit, the giant giraffe, and he's out one of the store exclusives, which was this Lego brick. It's not like an exclusive Lego set. It's a single brick that has a picture of the Force Awakens Stormtrooper on it. And it doesn't even have like a date commemorating it or anything. It's just in this little shrink wrapped bag. I'm like, thanks, I think. But then they gave us a kind of a cool Kylo Ren poster, which is about the same size as the Drew Struzan new artwork poster that we got from D23. So that was kind of a nice exclusive in the store.
But we gave away reusable bags.
I saw those online. It has BB-8 on it, right?
Yeah, one of them, there's different ones. One has it's like constellations. One of them is BB-88. One of them is a stormtrooper. One of them was Chewbacca. Those are the only ones that I noticed. There could have been more, but
that's pretty cool. I was actually going to ask if you guys had any kind of exclusive giveaway.
Yeah,
I heard Walmart was giving out some sort of coin or something like that. I never ended up seeing it.
A commemorative coin.
Yeah, but
sorry. Anyway, so, go ahead. No.
So I'm sitting there, and we are log jammed at Jeffrey as he's like, because he's wearing
Hungus.
These big log jamming, because he's wearing these big stupid gloves and this plush outfit he's wearing, right? And he doesn't have the digital dexterity to be manipulating these little Lego bricks to hand out to people. So it's taking forever. And I don't know why I insist. It's like, I stood in line all this time. I'm going to get this damn Lego brick. I don't know why I didn't just keep going, because people were running past me to go back to the toys. And I finally got my brick. I got my poster, and I'm running with the cart. And the entire time, I'm recording audio because I have this audio recording device in my pocket. And you hear just a commotion. You hear ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk as the cart is going down.
Thinking the cart was a bad idea.
And I finally get to the aisle, and it's literally one aisle of toys. They didn't have a separate area, you know. And I remember the last time we did a Midnight Madness at Toys R Us. It was me and David and Chung, who's also been on this podcast once or twice, and David's wife. And I remember his wife was hanging out in the back with a cart, and we, the three of us, were grabbing figures off the pegs, throwing them to her, and she was throwing them in the cart. That was the way to go, having a second person. And I was there with a group of people, but we were all like on our own, looking out for ourselves. So I didn't have that luxury. So I ended up grabbing my poster, pushing the cart to get it out of the way. Just like I hurled it down another aisle, and I just like kind of budged my way into the one Star Wars aisle. And in the past, this is where I was going with this earlier. In the past, like right at the very beginning, as soon as you walk into the store, kind of like where they would have anything for any kind of new movie, new Disney movie, right, or any seasonal items, they'd
just
have right
just
up in
the
front.
Just past the vestibule or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, that wasn't Star Wars. You had to go back to the actual regular Star Wars aisle. There was nothing set up in the very front of the store, which I found really odd. So that's why, and we lead log jammed again because it's a narrow little aisle and it was already full of people.
Log jam.
So I barged my way through and I ended up grabbing the first 3¾-inch figures off the pegs that I could. So I got a Stormtrooper and a Flame Trooper. They didn't have any Kylo Ren figures. They didn't have any Phasma figures. And my buddies that were further on down the line, they had gone through and they were looking for the 6-inch Black Series. Mm-hmm. And one of them got Kylo Ren, and all the ones they wanted, they were able to snag. But there were only
four. Did they
four...
get the 7-inch Black figures, or is it? Are they 7 inches, or are they 3¾?
Or 6 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the 3¾-inch are just the regular ones on the regular cards on the pegs. But the Disney store has this die-cast series called the Elite Edition or something like that, and they're all die-cast metal, and I think they're 7 inches, so they're a little bit taller than the 6-inch series. And those look pretty cool, but heavy as hell, I would have to imagine. And I just don't, you know me, I don't like the anything bigger than 3¾ inches, and I get penis envy, so.
Right. Our store got maybe 20 figures in the assortment of 3¾-inch figures. That was it.
Okay.
Episode 3, episode 2, episode 1, mm-hmm. The whole goddamn Target store was loaded with figures. You got whatever
like
one you wanted.
Wall, yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an issue. So that's the same thing here at this one. There was only 4 of each of the 6-inch Black Series figures, mm-hmm. 4 of each character, so which is like 2 cases or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds about us too.
And same thing with the 3¾-inch figures. And apparently they never got the case assortment that had Phasma or Kylo Ren, or there were a couple other, or Poe Dameron in his X-Wing outfit. They never had any of that. So I never stood a chance. And the only version of it that they did have was this Armor Builder one. It's so they charge you $4 more. You get like the same action figure you get for like $6 or $7 on a card by itself, but they give you this ridiculous piece of armor to like slide over their head, and they just look mm-hmm. silly. It reminds me of mask toys from the 80s.
Oh, totally.
Is what these things look like. And they had the Kylo Ren in that one. And the first time I looked at it, I saw it. I had a chance to get one. I decided, no, I really want a regular carded one. And then like 10 seconds later, I decided, well, I'm not going to have another chance, and I don't want to go anywhere else tonight. And I looked back over there, and it was gone. I mean, when I left, the whole area was picked clean. So I got 2 troopers, and then I got this like little mini Scout Walker thing that came with a Stormtrooper officer. So I got out for like under $40, and I was actually legitimately bummed out, because my whole thing, I wanted some troopers, I wanted Kylo Ren, I wanted Phasma, and I wanted BB-8. And that's a thing that nobody has because it wasn't released yet. They have these little 2-packs of figures, and one of them is going to be these 2 desert scavengers, and they come with a BB-8 figure. And I was looking for that one, but nobody got that one.
Oh.
So, bummer. But I did find this really cool thing on Amazon. It's a 7-pack. It's got all these different iterations of stormtroopers and pilots and stuff from The Force Awakens, and it unfolds into this really badass display, this box set. It was only like $50, Amazon exclusive. So I picked that up while I was waiting in line to get into Toys R Us. But, oh man, crazy, crazy stuff.
That sounds intense. I think it's a real shame that everyone was shortchanged on the figures. I was a little bit blown away when I was looking at the pegs, like empty pegs, and I only
saw had a big section set aside for it, right?
Yeah, it was. I had to clear out all the aisles earlier in the week. It took me 3 days to clear out all those aisles, and it was fucking. Well, in our seasonal section, it's actually aisles D2 through 5, and but with end caps as well, right? But there were only two pegs for assortment figures that were $7.99. And I didn't understand what was happening. I'm like, how could this be? So then I went over to toys, same thing, two pegs. I was blown away. And on top of that, Randy, we had several empty pegs as it were.
Yeah.
We were missing like 75 different what we call DPCIs, which are individual items. So it's like a different SKU. So there are 75 different things that we didn't even have in our store. That includes soft line stuff too, though, like sweatshirts, shirts, whatever. But that's kind of bizarre.
I didn't even look at any of the apparel, but there are some things. And here's the thing. I used to be a big time Star Wars toy quester, is what I called it. Back when I was collecting the modern stuff, I would take like an entire day off of work and I had this route. I would hit Target, Toys R Us, Kmart, Walmart, anywhere that I could think of that sold figures when new stuff was coming out, and I would just canvas the area and try to find stuff. That was before I ended up kind of just giving up and relying on the internet and paying a couple dollars more to get all my shopping done, which when you think about it really saves time and money because you're not driving around wasting gas. But the bug bit me again. So after I left Toys R Us that night, I was bummed out because I only got like not even half of what I was looking for. So I cruised by a 24-hour Walmart that was on my way home, and they had been completely picked over. And then I decided I'm going to get up early in the morning, and I'm going to hit a few stores. Well, I passed out, and I didn't set my alarm, so I didn't wake up early enough to hit the Target by me, which didn't do the midnight event, so I figured when they opened at 8, they would have had all fresh stock. I didn't have a chance to hit that, but I went to a Kohl's, which I never really associate with toys, but they do have a small toy section. And I went there at 9 when they opened, and I scored one of those Kylo Ren with the ridiculous armor things. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you can get the Kylo Ren figure without the hood sculpted onto his head. So that was actually kind of cool. And then I ended up spending half the day going to Target, Walmart, Toys R Us, Kmart, and all that shit. And I ended up finding my Captain Phasma figure, a couple more troopers, and I found a 6-inch Kylo Ren, which I don't even collect 6-inch figures, but Kylo Ren looks pretty badass. So I ended up getting everything but the BB-8 that I wanted.
Well,
holy
good.
Crap. Yeah, so
that's
but it took me all day to do it. It took me like 5 hours on Friday doing what I was hoping to have accomplished in like the 10 minutes I wanted to shop at midnight on Thursday night.
Right.
But it all ended up getting done. And you know what? Everywhere I went, everybody had a big old smile on their face because they were excited to get more Star Wars stuff. The only place people were bummed out was that night, that Thursday night, Friday morning. The group I was in, and especially the people that came after us going into the store, everybody was bummed out because there was such little product. And that store didn't receive any of the Kylo Ren Force Effects lightsabers, the $200 lightsabers. They didn't have the Sphero product wasn't carried there. There was the Best Buy right next door that people were lining up for to get in the next morning when it opened up to get the Sphero BB-8. But, oh, man. People were so bummed out, and I felt genuinely bad when I was leaving the store and I had my bag full of troopers and I walked out and I saw that like they hadn't even gone through half of the crowd yet. And I'm like, I was bummed out and I was number 5 in line. How are these people going to feel?
Right.
And people had only been lined up since like 8 o'clock or so. I think like 7 or 8 was when the first people ended up getting there. Crazy, crazy stuff. And this is something that if you listen to the interviews that I recorded earlier there, you'll notice that the majority of the people that were in line were there specifically for the 6-inch Black Series. And only a couple of those guys that I was in line with ended up getting the whole set of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, crazy, crazy stuff. There's only one other guy that was there for the 3 3/4-inch stuff with me. And he was pretty bummed out too at the lack of selection, but anyway, just crazy, crazy stuff. I'm so tempted to buy that Sphero BB-8, so tempted, but it's one of those things. It would be cool for like a day. I'd play with it. Then it would just sit there collecting dust on a shelf after that. So I can't bring myself to blow $150 on that.
Right. Who can?
But you know what else? I know, right? Speaking of BB-8, I absolutely love the one that you guys have on display in your Target store.
Oh, in the toy section?
In the toy section, it's got the, like, I have to imagine it's like on a, got a motion sensor in its head, because it'll turn its head, like when you walk past it, it'll acknowledge you and beep and stuff.
Yeah, ours actually, ours sticks.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. It has a bit of a freak out. It's not a happy camper. It turns, and then it gets to a certain point, all the way, if you're staring at it, when it gets all the way to the left, it just makes a clicking sound like it's wound too tight, and it just goes click, 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 like a billion miles an hour. Yeah, it's bad.
So it's more like Chopper and less like BB-8, if you watch the Rebels animated series.
Yeah.
Always malfunctioning.
Yes, it's a piece of junk.
Man, people have been going nuts trying to ask different Target stores if they're going to sell theirs when they're done with it.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, because we are actually instructed to send everything back for Star Wars. Like, normally we can keep it or give it to somebody. So, you know, usually like team members call dibs on stuff. But for Star Wars, it's all going back.
That's what I heard. I heard it either had to be destroyed or sent back to Lucasfilm or Hasbro or whatever.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Nuts. Yeah. It's crazy. It's cool, but it's crazy. And I love how they all have this like big do not touch sign, and all the pictures that I saw for like the last 48 hours since Force Friday started was people like taking selfies with like their finger on BB-8 touching it with the very big do not touch sign by it. It's funny. But everybody's going to love that droid, and I think Sphero is going to be like one of the number one Christmas gift items this year, I think.
Yeah.
So, but hey, you survived Force Friday. What did you end up doing when you were off at 6 o'clock? Did you just go home and crash?
You think so, but I was so wired. I actually went to Jack in the Box, and then I had to record the Pixelated podcast in 3 hours, so I couldn't go to sleep.
That was a good episode this week, by the way.
Oh, thanks. It was rough.
It didn't sound like you were that tired. That's good.
Yeah.
You masked it well.
Yeah. It was intense. Not gonna lie.
Well, cool. I appreciate you giving us a little bit of retailer insight for your experiences in the trenches for Force Friday. And God forbid you're there for another one next year with the Rogue One merchandise.
Oh, I know. We'll see how that goes. But I had a blast. Honestly, retail can be a nightmare, but when you're doing it with all kinds of people that are really excited about it, it makes all the difference in the world. We're wearing our special Star Wars shirts that we got to wear.
Oh, cool. Really, do you get to keep them and everything?
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to ask if you got anything special for working the event.
Yeah, it was really cool. It just says, like, Share the Force, and it has a bullseye next to it. It's really cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, when I used to work for Disney, when we had to work special events, they'd give us shirts or a pin or something like that to commemorate working it. So it's cool that they gave you something.
Yeah. I was pumped.
Right on.
I had a good time.
Cool. All right, well, go ahead and wrap things up. I'd like to thank everybody who participated in the interview while waiting in line for the midnight opening of Toys R Us with me. And thank you, Justin, for coming on a Saturday night here when you could be doing much more fun things and geeking out about Star Wars with me. And thanks to all of you for listening. Be sure to listen to our regular Geek Legacy podcast and, of course, the Pixelated podcast and our other one in the Geek Legacy Network, the Comic Corner podcast. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay tuned for our regular programming.